We're live.
Welcome back, everyone. Episode 96 of Kids Deserve It. We hope you've been enjoying our weekly chats with educators and game changers from around the country. Also, don't forget, you can check us out on iTunes.
And while you're over on iTunes, make sure you leave us a review as we select a winner each week to win an autographed book set.
Also, don't forget about our weekly Kids Deserve It chat on Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Central Time, 6 p.m. Pacific Time. This week, we got another great guest, but first we want to introduce ourselves. I am Adam Welcome, Director of Innovation in the Bay Area of California.
I'm Todd Nesloni, Elementary School Principal in Navasota, Texas. And I am thrilled today to have my twin in name, Todd Schmidt, on today. So Todd, thanks for being here today.
You bet. I've been looking forward to this. I'm pumped. This is going to be fun.
Go ahead, Adam.
The cool thing about this is we've all hung out. We all know each other well. Yeah. A lot of the guests that Todd and I have, we haven't met in person, but we've all spent time, which makes this episode even more special. So I just wanted to.
But just that last little part right there, this is exactly how it goes with everybody talking over the other person. That is exactly how this happened. So that's actually.
I don't know what you're talking about. I just sit there and let you two riff off each other. So, so go ahead, Adam.
No, you go ahead. Are we ready to go?
Well, we also want to remind our viewers and listeners to use the hashtag #KidsDeserveIt, whether you're watching live or listening to the recording later, as we love hearing the things that stick out to you.
So Todd, obviously we got some questions for you, man. So a lot of people know about you, but some people don't, man. So tell us about yourself and who you are.
All right. Well, my name's Todd Schmidt, and like Toddy said, it's special people who have the first name. I am an elementary principal in Southern California. I had the opportunity to meet both of you guys actually at the NAESP conference in Long Beach. What was that? 3 years ago? 2 years ago?
Yeah, 2.5 years. Yeah.
And you know, I have been very lucky to be part of the Principals in Action group pretty much from the start. And it has been one of the biggest game changers for me, just because you're surrounded by people all over the country that are making differences in kids' lives and doing it in a way that that inspires. And I'm always humbled and excited anytime I'm around this group of people.
And you were there for the inception, like the creation of Kids Deserve It, man. You were down there when Todd Nesloni and I met, and it all launched too. So there's not many people that can say that.
I know, and I hold that over both of your heads that I was actually there, and we got to do that stuff when we go to San Francisco and got to go do a tour of Twitter and remind and watched you guys put up a lot of that stuff. That was even before the book came out, and you guys were heavily guarded with your stuff. So
I don't know what you're talking about, man. So you've been an elementary principal though for a few years now, because you're kind of older. What do you enjoy the most about being an elementary principal, Todd?
Oh, right there. Just go. All right. Let's see here. What do I love most about being an elementary principal? Well, okay, this is my sixth year. And before that, I did pretty much middle school and high school. So when I started this job, I don't know what exactly I was going to expect. But I think one of the best things that I love about my job is truly just that if you're having a bad day, there's nothing better than a kindergarten classroom, and you can just engage with these kids. And I love the fact that I get hugs all day long, and they get my sense of humor. And it's a place where you can be funny, you can be silly, and they think it's hysterical.
No doubt. So something else I was thinking about, you know, being an elementary principal, I know that you're a black belt, correct? Is it Is it karate or jujitsu? What is it called?
In Thai kickboxing.
Thai kickboxing. So I was thinking about this. I thought about this actually a lot since I knew that about you. But I was also actually thinking about today and in preparing for the show. How has that in any way like helped affect you as a principal, like with discipline and just like dealing with students? Because I can't imagine like just coming from like the start to like a black belt. Like that's a huge, you know, dedication that you have to have. How has that helped you as a principal? Has it helped you as a principal?
You know what the thing is that, yeah, I don't use what I learned on my students. So I'm going to just disclaim that. Right? I'm not using them. But here's how it's helped. It's a couple ways. Number one is taught the importance of patience and setting a goal and seeing it through. It took about 3 years, so that was key. But I will say that it also helped in the sense that it gave a release, because as you both know, it can be very lonely as an elementary principal. You tend to have to deal with a lot gets put on your shoulders. And finding that release, finding some way to handle that, to handle the stress that comes with it, I think that was kind of a big thing for me. It also is, my wife actually got one before I did, so it gave us something to kind of do together. So it was just, it was finding those little ways to just kind of do that. So I think that's how it helped me, especially with discipline, but it also gave me a lot of patience. You know, you have to have little kids. So that was key.
Go ahead, man.
Todd, what was school like for you growing up?
I loved school. I was actually one of those people who knew I wanted to be a teacher from the get-go. I used to pretend to be a teacher, so I've wanted to be in education for quite a while. It was not my intention to ever be an administrator. I planned on staying in the teaching world until I retired. That was the original plan. Mm-hmm. And I think like a lot of us, it either you had somebody who was incredibly motivating, or you had somebody who showed you the deep impact that a positive or a negative school administrator can have on your life. But as a kid, I loved school. Loved it. I had a really positive experience. I went to a K-8. I knew everybody. I'm still friends with some of the teachers I had, and my elementary ones, and my middle school ones. I did my student teaching at my former middle school. So that was a kick in the pants when your teacher actually takes you out for drinks afterwards and insists that you call them by their first name, as opposed to Mr. and Mrs., which I was just a diehard habit. I had a hard habit breaking that one. So
we would like to know, what are you reading right now and like that you would recommend to others?
Actually, I am taking something that I got from you. I bought Extreme Ownership from Jocko...
Jocko Wilson. Willink? Jocko Willink, yeah.
Willink. And it actually had also been recommended from a student. I teach a class at Chapman. And one of my undergrad students had actually read it as well. And as she was describing it, it was just awesome. And I saw it again. I'm like, you know, this book keeps coming back up. So that's what I'm reading right now. I just started into it and am digging it. And I also am reading a book that Toddy recommended, American Boys. I read The Hate U Give this summer and loved it. And so I got American Boys, and I kind of go back and forth between the two. So,
well, let me tell you, when you finish that one, you need to read Full Cicada Moon.
Full Cicada Moon.
So good. So Brad recommended that one.
Okay. See, I write this stuff down. This is all right. I'm good. I'm ready. Excellent.
So, Todd, if you had one wish for education, what would it be?
One wish for education. I got a lot of them. I think for me, it would be that educators would be willing to, you know, get out of their comfort zone more often. I think that we are definitely in a field where the tradition, the ability to change, that's the thing. To change anything in this field, in this world, it moves at like glacier pace. So that would be my wish, is that we could get to the change a lot faster, that people would be more willing to jump in and not be so terrified about what might be, and really kind of just have at it. I think that's been when it's been most exciting for me, is when I've just both feet, hair on fire, and just make the plunge.
Nice. So Todd, you're super well connected, know a lot of people, you present a lot. Who is someone that you know that inspires or challenges you to be better?
There's two people that I'm thinking of. The first one is somebody you mentioned, Todd, Brad Gustafson. Like every time I see what he's doing and I read his blog posts and read his book or just see, you're just like, I don't even know how he does it. Like it really seriously is amazing to me. I'm like, that guy must, people think I don't sleep. That guy, I think he is actually has a body double somewhere and somebody's sitting in for him because get the stuff does that he does. That's pretty impressive. And then the other person who, you know, kind of as you look at like next steps, like, you know, like if you ever want to go into like the district administrator is Joe Sanfilippo. Watching how he handles a school district, small little school district, but just the impact and the how he's really kind of made it into a place that people want to be. And that's a leader that I could definitely follow, that I would follow to another district if he were my superintendent. So those are two that I have right there.
Two great guys. So Todd, you know, we all have those days that are difficult and we're just over it and we don't want to get out of bed. What do you kind of do to kick your butt into gear on those days?
Yeah, I just had one of those. You know, this is the benefit, I think, of having a professional learner network using something like Voxer or anything like that, because you can reach out and ask, like, you know, it just, it can be so demoralizing. Like, and when you get the different sides of it, when you see what some of your students have to live through, or the situations that they go through, or when you have a parent who just rips into you, and you find out is just bad mouthing you, you know, that kind of a thing. What kind of gets me out of bed and what I do is, you know, is again, going into those classrooms, having that opportunity to just sit down with those kids, having lunch outside. Like I'll sit at a lunch table and just start talking, just bring my lunch out there. They find it so fun. And that's what kind of gets me motivated, is that little bit of getting a high five from a kid or a hug from somebody and remembering there is a bigger purpose for this. There is a bigger purpose for this.
All right, my friend. Every week we like our guests to leave a challenge for our viewers. What is your challenge for the week?
All right. Well, we just finished Thanksgiving and we're in that kind of that big push for before we go on winter break, before we go on Christmas break. And it can be kind of crazy. So what I wanted to throw out as a challenge is for any educator, administrator, to find some event and actually not supervise it, but do it. So for example, if you're an elementary principal or you're at the elementary, don't just help with the art project, do it. You know, get in there and actually do it with them. If you're at a middle school or a high school, you know, a lot of times you can get just so overwhelmed with all the different activities. But I think that I always loved going to the holiday performances, going to the choir, but actually sitting in there and cheering them on and then staying after to just let them know how awesome they did. I think that those are just the times when you can just connect with your kids, connect with your students, and remember again why you're doing this, because it can be just such a crazy, crazy time of the year. So that'd be
exactly right. Well, Todd, thank you so much for jumping in and giving us a couple minutes of your time this Monday evening. We really appreciate it, and it's so pumped to have you on.
Well, thank you guys very much. This is seriously, I will take any excuse to hang out with the two of you, whether virtually or not. So thank you guys again for asking. I appreciate it.
Of course. Well, we want to thank everyone for watching or listening. Remember, you can tweet us using the hashtag #KidsDeserveIt. We also encourage you to go on to iTunes and leave us a review for an autographed book set. Make sure you include your Twitter handle so we can get a hold of you. And join us every Wednesday at 8 p.m. Central, 6 p.m. Pacific for our Twitter chats. Have a great week, everybody.
Bye.